A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix comedy special. Nick, Joe, and Kevin Jonas sit around a table eating breakfast.
Did you know The Crown is actually actors?
No way.
They're out.
Unbelievable.
Nick, you want some eggs?
No, I'm all good, bro. I'm having an acai bowl. It's a natural antioxidant, and it's delicious.
Check out Mr. Hollywood over here. Yeah, Gwyneth called. You're late for your vagina steaming.
Ha ha ha, ha ha. Good one.
And by the way, Nick, it's actually pronounced acai.
No, it's not. It's definitely not that. It's a kai.
Actually, I think the correct pronunciation is quinoa.
What are you talking about? It's
acai. Acai?
Acai.
Quinoa.
Okay, can we please
God,
just stop?
You smell bad.
You know what? We should not be arguing like this. We're grown men. We shouldn't be bickering. You just throw a pancake in my face?
He just threw a pancake in your face.
Kevin throws another pancake at Nick. The three brothers begin an all-out war as food flies through the air in slow motion.
Hey! Okay, boys. You want to do this? Let's take it to the basement.
Gentlemen. Welcome to Jonas Brothers Fight Club.
They stand in the basement.
There's a few rules about Jonas Brothers Fight Club. First rule of Jonas Brothers Fight Club is we don't talk about Jonas Brothers Fight Club. Second rule of Jonas Brothers Fight Club is that
hey,
we...
Babe. Yeah, no, I'm just in Jonas Brothers Fight Club. It's pretty cool. We're in our basement. There's always secret rules.
Dude, what? Secret rules?
Joe and Kevin glare.
Oh, the rule.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll call you back. Love you. Love you. Yeah. Love you, bye. Sorry, you were saying?
Boys, you better not be messing up the basement doing your stupid fight club again.
No, we're not doing
no,
that.
No, never. We're just watching porn together.
What? Way to think on your feet. This guy.
Oh, yeah. And third and most important rule, no punches to the face. We're too pretty for that.
Obviously. Duh. I mean, have you seen this face?
All right, let's do this thing.
Come on.
The boys flex their muscles and raise their fists in slow motion.
Wait, what are we even doing? We're meant to be brothers. Brothers don't do this. They do this.
In Thor costume.
Loki, why have you done this?
Loki, why have you done this?
You're not Thor.
Of course I'm Thor.
Oh, you thought I was gonna be Loki. I think it's obvious in this family who Loki is.
Loki, why have you done this?
Oh, come on.
Kevin, seriously? Guys, I'm heroic. Didn't you see how I handled Danny's sister's graduation in season 2 of Married to Jonas?
Wait, they made 2 seasons of that bullshit?
Kevin hits Nick with his hammer.
Stop! Let's handle this properly.
Well, of course, you brought us to Camp Rock. The one you starred in. Such a middle child move. So thirsty for attention. What can I say?
They wear Camp Rock clothes.
The camera loves me. Can we just focus, guys? Guys, I wanted us to come back here because this is where we connected. This is where we can heal. As bandmates and brothers. And also get on stage and rock out in a wholesome way. So what do you say, guys? Let's get out there and rock this camp!
Yeah!
Guys, I am so proud of us. I think we all learned a lesson about brotherly love. I'm gonna get a coffee. You guys want anything?
I'll take an espresso.
It's actually pronounced espresso.
I will crush you faster than...
They had to do with all your unsold solo albums.
Yes.
Don't act like I don't see who you are under all that. Bogus Jonas. You can see something underneath those eyebrows?
The boys get ready to fight.
Guys, I've got a much better way to get this out of your system.
Title, Jonas Brothers Family Roast.
The host of our show, Kian Thompson!
A crowd stands before a red and blue stage as lights sweep over them.
No. Oh, snap. What's going on? Hello, good evening. Hello, sir. Good to see you. Sit. That's too much. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Jonas Brothers Family Roast. I am your host, Kenan Thompson. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jonas Brothers are here. That's right. Tonight, we will be joined by Pete Davidson, Lily Singh, Jack Whitehall, John Legend, Niall Horan, and Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. This is a family affair. So, we are joined by the brothers' better halves, of course, Danielle Jonas, Sophie Turner, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
The women sit on a couch together.
Pleasure. So, here we go. Wouldn't be a roast without the roastees. Please put your hands together and welcome Kevin, Joe, and Nick, otherwise known as the Jonas Brothers.
The brothers enter. Kevin wears a neon yellow suit, Joe a silver sequined cardigan, and Nick sports an all-white ensemble blazer.
That's them.
That's them. The brothers sit down in three chairs on stage.
All right. Guys, how are you feeling? You are looking forward to tonight or what?
Yeah, we're nervous, Keenan. That's what's going on. But I trust that in your hands, tonight will be fun, and with this incredible audience, we'll have a great time.
Good. There's lots of things for nerves. Do you smoke weed?
Oh, yeah. I'm high as shit right now.
Oh, shit.
Joe stares wide-eyed.
It's getting real. All right, so tonight I will be your guide to all things Jonas. I'm here to give you Jonas Brothers 101. Let's go through it. Yeah. Right. The Jonas Brothers were raised in Wyckoff, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Making them the biggest musicians to ever come out of New Jersey. Except for Sinatra. Or maybe Bruce Springsteen. Oh, or Whitney Houston. Or Frankie Valli, Queen Latifah, Lauryn Hill, George Clinton, Kool and the Gang, John Bon Jovi. But after that, y'all got New Jersey on lock, man. You know what I'm saying? I love that. I represent.
Joe fist bumps his brothers.
The brothers were encouraged at a very young age to pursue their love of music, thanks to their loving parents, King Kevin Sr. and Queen Denise Jonas. Kevin is here with us tonight.
Kevin Sr. waves.
But Denise was unable to join us because she has tickets to a Justin Bieber concert. We all know you can't give up those tickets, all right? So, there they are.
Keenan points to a Jonas family photo.
Now, this little guy, right in the front, that is their youngest brother, Franklin.
Yeah!
And I have been instructed strictly to not call him the bonus Jonas. He didn't show up tonight, so I'm gonna call him the dishonest Jonas. Now, back then, the Jonas Brothers rocked all kinds of wild looks, and nobody said a damn thing. I mean, that's how famous they were. Look at how ridiculous they looked.
A photo of the three shows Nick in a bowler hat.
Nick! What's up with the hat, man?
I don't know.
You look like Slash from Guns N' Roses had a weird stepson. And somehow, the countless skinny ties, vests, and decorative scarves still didn't distract from their glorious hair.
They're shown with wavy hair.
Yeah. Good luck.
Look at it. I gotta give it to them. Those are some of the most realistic weaves I have ever seen. Now, each of the brothers has their own thing. First, let's look at the loneliest Jonas, Kevin.
A meme picture of Kevin alone on the street appears.
How lonely? Lonely enough to have this meme shared thousands of times. When you plan to meet your friend somewhere and you're the first one to show. Kevin. It's all right, man. It's all right. As the saying goes, every Destiny's Child needs its Michelle Williams. So there you go. It's a roast, folks. We're getting roasty. All right. Next, we have Joe Jonas, the Mitt Romney of the Jonas Brothers.
The Mitt Romney.
Yes, he looks like a glass of milk came to life. That's, I love it. It's a fun fact that Joe once said in an interview that his favorite website is YouTube.com. Really living on the cutting edge there, Joe. All right. And then, of course, there is the youngest brother in the band, Nick Big Dick Jonas.
Priyanka doubles over with laughter.
He has got it all. Great singer, great actor. You almost don't blame him for breaking up the band in 2013. because he thought he was better than everybody else. We get it. But thankfully, in 2019, the Jonas Brothers reunited. And they are doing better. Better than ever. They are doing better than ever. And Danielle, Sophie, Priyanka, thank you for making our boys the men that we see today.
The brothers stand clapping.
Now, in all seriousness though, it takes amazing talent to have millions of fans all over the world. And it's especially impressive to keep it up for over 15 years. So I salute you. Thank you. I salute all of you. And I promise one day I will recognize one of your songs. Now that we are all caught up on the Jonas Brothers, why don't we get it started? You might be surprised to know that the Jonas Brothers do have some friends, and we are excited to welcome one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Lily Singh.
Lily walks on stage in a lime green suit.
It is such an honor to be part of the Jonas Brothers family roast. Man, you know, to be honest, I already feel like a member of the family because at Nick and Priyanka's wedding, Kevin and Joe both said to me, "We're so happy you're marrying our brother Nick."
Priyanka cracks up.
If you don't know me, totally understandable. I'm Lily Singh. What's up? Thank you. I love the Jonas Brothers so much that I came dressed as Kevin Jonas today.
Kevin shows off his suit.
As you can see, we both shop at Forever 21. Now, I got my start making comedy videos on YouTube. And since then, my career has been filled with ups and downs in an industry that's still predominantly white males. So yeah, I'm thrilled to finally be on a Netflix comedy special celebrating three white guys from New Jersey. Yeah. And the Jonas Brothers are so white and basic. They're like if White Claw were a person. I mean, Joe is so white that when it was time to name his band, he couldn't even spell dance right.
Joe smiles and nods.
I did love the Jonas Brothers as a teen. You know, I had their posters on my walls. I mean, come on, they were hot, right? Yes. And they helped me figure out who I was as a person. Now, I'll never forget being a young girl in Canada staring at a picture of the Jonas Brothers and thinking, maybe I'm into girls. This is fun. It's crazy that the Jonas Brothers are now in their late 20s and 30s, and I can still grow more facial hair than all of you. Okay. Weird flex, but here we are. I know my strengths and weaknesses, okay? Speaking of weaknesses, Kevin is here. Kevin, real talk, Kevin is actually my favorite Jonas brother. Yeah, he is.
Mine too.
Because he makes you believe that anyone can be a pop star. When you see a picture of him next to Nick and Joe, you always think, wow, Nick and Joe are really close with their accountant. Now, Nick, you'll always be the baby of the Jonas Brothers. No. Sure. And I don't know if you know this, but Nick can't even grow a beard. No. That's why he married one. Oh. Oh. It's hard not to love Nick Jonas, am I right? Come on, look at him. Yeah. Nick is the dreamer. He's determined, he wants to be the best. Nick hopes to someday have a Grammy, an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And he will, if he adopts four more dogs and names them Grammy, Emmy, Oscar, and Tony. Hi, Joe.
Joe beckons, bring it on.
I didn't forget about you.
Thank God.
I mean, I did from 2008 to 2015, but not tonight. I am so honored to be here tonight and to be included as part of your family roast. Thank you so much for having me. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of Kenan Thompson. Thank you so much, everyone. Good night.
Lily Singh, everybody.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Give it up.
Lily walks off stage.
She's taking shots at y'all, man.
Love it.
You guys are good sports. Dad, how you feeling over there? You hanging in there? I know these are your children.
They're my children.
I hear you. All right.
My children.
Now, here's something else that you might not know about the Jonas Brothers. In the 2007 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they rode on the Build-A-Bear Workshop float. Nice. And then, right when it was over, they built a bear out of Kevin's old sideburns.
Kenan dances in place.
Boo! I'm sorry, what? Did somebody just boo me? Boo! Well, that's rude, but you guys won't believe this. The Jonas Brothers were the youngest band to ever be on the cover of
Rolling Stone. Yeah, we know.
Pete Davidson stands in the crowd.
Pete, is that you?
Is that me?
Pete Davidson.
Yes. That's like asking if the Jonas Brothers freaking rule. Hell yeah, dude.
What are you doing here?
I don't know, I'm so drunk right now. I was drinking White Claws with Niles, cool kid.
Pete wears an I Heart Jonas shirt.
So you're a fan?
Oh, I'm a huge fan. I listen to the Jonas Brothers every time I'm in a supermarket. I mean, show some respect, okay? Nick's a legit actor now. He's won everything from a Kids' Choice Award to a Teen Choice Award. Yes, very good.
Thank you.
You know, Nick had a hit called Jealous, though it would have been way more believable if Kevin was singing it. Haven't you ever heard the song Roller Coaster? You know how brave it is to do a song about something none of them are tall enough to ride? I mean, how can I make fun of these guys? I look like a Jonas brother if his mom was also his Jonas sister.
Well, I'm sorry, but we need to keep the show moving. Please, yeah. No more interruptions.
Okay,
all right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now,
Pete sits back down.
The Jonas Brothers have performed at the White House several times, but most notably when they sang the national anthem for the women in sports T-ball game. Or, as it's more commonly known, wait, is that a real thing?
Okay, all right. Now you've gone too far, okay? These guys rock, okay? A Little Bit Longer is both my favorite album. Yeah? Yes. And it's what Sophie wishes Joe's penis was.
Hey, easy.
Sophie shrugs.
Winter is coming, but Sophie, not so much.
Pete! What? You can't talk like that.
Come on.
Get out of it. You can't talk like
that.
Get Pete.
I'm sorry.
Pete Davidson, everybody, but you gotta get out of here. My God. Sophie, that's your personal business. Please welcome the more talented, the more beautiful, the more popular, the less sulky looking other half of Nick Jonas, Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Priyanka walks from the couch to center stage wearing a metallic gold dress.
Terrified right now, but thank you guys for being such a warm room. This is amazing. Hi, everyone. I am honored and so thrilled, actually, and tickled to be here tonight to roast my husband, Nick Jonas, and his brothers, whose names I can never remember. I'm from India, a country rich in culture, in music, in entertainment. So clearly, the Jonas Brothers didn't make it over there. Nick and I have a 10-year age gap.
Yeah.
Yes. We do. And there are many 90s pop culture references he doesn't understand, and I have to explain them to him, which is fine because we teach each other. We teach each other things. He showed me how to use TikTok, for example. You know, and I showed him what a successful acting career looks like.
Oh, shit. Nick gets up to go and hide behind his chair.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Also, Also, have you guys noticed, like, how much content the Jonas Brothers post online? Like, they're forever on Instagram, always on the phone. It's so cute. I'll tell you why. Because all of them combined still have less followers than me.
Yeah, it's true.
So I guess the most popular Jonas is at Priyanka Chopra on Instagram. Seriously though, I do want to talk about how much I love my husband and what I love about him. One of the things I love about my husband is how much we have in common. You know, for instance, we're both totally, completely, wholly obsessed, and I mean obsessed, with Nick Jonas. We love Nick Jonas, both of us. He's our favorite, honestly.
He's our favorite.
True.
I wouldn't want to be married to anyone else, guys. I'm serious. Unless, of course, Chris Hemsworth suddenly became single. Might change things. Since we got married, people questioned our marriage, right? They were like, oh, it's a publicity stunt. How could it be? I didn't even know how famous Nick was. All I knew was that he was Kevin Jonas's baby brother. In all sincerity, I love that I married a man who, like myself, values family. If you don't know, we're the only couple who doesn't have kids yet, which is why I'm excited to make this announcement. Sorry, babe.
Nick's eyes widen.
Nick and I are expecting to get drunk tonight and sleep in tomorrow. Oh, your face was really funny when I said that.
Yeah, I was a bit concerned.
Okay, seriously though, I love this entire family. Nick, Joe, Kevin, you guys are amazing. Nick has changed my life. I wouldn't want to be married to anyone else. Ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
Thank you. Oh my God.
How are you feeling? Oh, look at the love.
Nick gets up and kisses Priyanka.
There are lots of fun Jonas Brothers facts that most people don't know. Like one time back. Now, I know the sound of those tickled ivories anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, that is John Legend in the building.
John smiles, wearing a red suit as he plays the piano.
What's up, man? You been sitting there all night?
You know me, I love a good party, Keenan. Whenever there's a party in town, I show up with my piano.
That's right. Well, while you're here, do you mind playing us a song?
Yes, you know what? I wrote a little something about my favorite band. Yeah. Jonas Brothers, why don't you come over here?
Come on down, baby. It's for you. Enjoy this.
The Jonas Brothers surround the piano.
Working class lads growing up with the dream. They made a lot of money, made a lot of girls scream. The music they created took over the globe. Sold out shows wherever they go. All I wanna be is their favorite fan. I wrote a song to tell them they're my favorite band. I wish they could hear it, but they're not here today. No John, Paul, George, or Ringo, just Joe, Nick, and I wanna say, Keith, you're not quite the Beatles. Not quite the Beatles, though you're really nice guys. You're pretty darn handsome and better than Hanson, but you'll never be the Beatles. Nice try. No, not the Beatles. Not quite the Beatles, and I'm telling you why. You could take them home to Granny. They never won a Grammy. They'll never be the Beatles. Never, not in this life. Oh, imagine there was no imagine. Only sucker, and I forget the rest. What if Paul McCartney was in Jumanji? No, let it be, just it being jealous. Oh, no Ringo Starr as the weakest link. Only Keith Kirk. What's his name? And George Harrison rolling in his grave. Every time cake by the ocean ever gets played, you're not quite the Beatles. Not quite the Beatles, though you're in nice guys. You're pretty darn handsome and better than handsome, but you'll never be the Beatles. Nice try. No, not the Beatles. Not quite the Beatles, and I'm telling you why. You could take them home to Granny, but they never won a Grammy. Oh, they'll never be the Beatles. Never, not in this life. Sing it with me, everybody. For me, not quite the Beatles. Not quite the Beatles, though you're really nice guys. You're pretty darn handsome, better than handsome, but you'll never be the Beatles. Nice try. No, not the Beatles. Not quite the Beatles, better luck next time. But look on the bright side. You've got beautiful wives who didn't break up the group. And none of you died.
John Legend!
The brothers hug John.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. That was amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You're right. You're right.
That was amazing.
God, not quite the
So, recently, the Jonas Brothers went down to the brand new home of the Los Angeles Rams to see which one of them sucked the least at football. Let's see how that went.
A video at the football stadium shows the cheer squad rehearsing. The brothers stand in a locker room.
Can you believe that Tom Brady's gonna teach us how to kick these balls?
That's insane.
Tom Brady's gonna help us kick these balls.
What's up, Jonas Brothers?
Keenan steps out of a locker.
Y'all ready for this? I'm your coach, Tom Brady.
He wears a tracksuit.
Oh, no, we're waiting for Tom Brady, but thank you.
Is there any way with Tom? Man, why would Tom Brady be coaching y'all? Let's go do this thing.
Players stretch on the field.
All right, gentlemen, today I have been charged in training you in the game of football. And when I'm done, I will release you back, but not before I declare one of y'all the worst. Knees up, suck in your butt.
Suck in your butt?
Okay, give me some jumping jacks. Here we go. One, what? Two, three, four, now swim. And one, Jonas Brothers. Two, Jonas Brothers. Three, Jonas Brothers. And I am the winner. All right, let's get some nachos, man. All right, there's 1 minute left, fourth quarter in the Super Bowl.
Hey.
Joe misses a catch.
Yeah, I see why they call y'all the Jonas Brothers and not the Jonas Brothers. Y'all need some more black people in this band. Hey, Nick, get your head in the game.
Hey.
Nick runs and catches a football. Joe runs and makes a catch.
All right, Kev, you got this.
Hey.
Kevin runs, missing the ball completely.
Come on, Kev.
Oh, man, come on, man.
Kevin misses again.
I think we're done here today.
It's all good, Kev.
Let's bring it in with some positivity.
See you next time.
Keenan walks back on stage.
Oh, man. So how was the day for you? Did you enjoy that day?
Kevin does really fucking suck at football, though.
I feel like they edited that really badly. No, I'm not sure if I was that bad.
He sucks at football.
Yeah.
Here's your redemption. You had one more challenge to see if you could overcome sucking so hard. Why don't we take a look at it? This is your moment.
All right.
Back at the stadium. Gameplay is shown. Kevin stands on the sidelines by Keenan.
Kev, it's time to put you in the cauldron and see what bubbles up. You're going back on that field, but this time in front of 70,000 fans.
Okay.
Let's focus on trying to kick a field goal. You can do this. Remember, clear eyes, full heart. I'm a sucker for you.
All right.
Let's get out there, son. Oh, boy, this is going to be bad. Like a lamb to the slaughter.
Please welcome running back to New Jersey, number one, Kevin Jonas.
All right.
Kevin runs onto the field, surrounded by a packed stadium. Kevin winds up, then kicks the football. The ball soars through the air. He scores a field goal.
The kick is up, and the kick is good!
Yeah, baby! That's how you do it!
Kevin fist bumps Keenan.
Good job, Kev. You did that.
First try.
In front of 70,000 people, that's impressive.
We can't confirm it was the first try.
Mm. I'm sure about that.
No. Yeah, you kicked that field goal like they kicked you out the band. That was good. Boom, boom, boom.
The only difference, though, is I still succeeded and Nick didn't, so it's fine.
Oh, it's going back and forth.
We made two Jumanjis, okay? I think it was a success.
This is very true.
Two.
I love it. Are you friends with The Rock?
No, he doesn't call me back.
What about the little one?
I'm friends with him.
Little black guys are always the best. All right. Please welcome someone who knows the Jonas Brothers better than anybody else. This is Franklin Jonas.
Pete Davidson walks on stage wearing a curly brown wig.
Oh, thank you. Hi, it's me, definitely Franklin Jonas. They call me the bonus Jonas because I'm the only one who doesn't get a salary. I live entirely on Christmas and birthday gifts from these three. Hashtag eat the rich. Seriously, I'm just so proud to be your little brother. You know, it's so amazing how you guys reached the number one on the Billboard Top 200, but still need me to reach the top of any shelf. You know, my life is real tough. It's real tough, I gotta tell you. Oh boy, is it a tough one. Sometimes I always feel like I'll be the fourth best. I could cure COVID and you'd still all be like, that's impressive, but it's not like you start in Camp Rock. But I still love you guys, and I just ask that, you know, you text me the location of the after parties. I got a new phone, so you'll have to put it in my phone, you know.
That's okay, Pete. Hey, we appreciate it. You can't just walk up on the Jonas.
Who's Pete? I am Franklin. I am Franklin Jonas.
We know.
I'm just hanging with my bros.
I understand, but they'll see you after the show,
fuck
Franklin.
Fuck you, Keenan.
Come on. Dude. Franklin Jonas / Pete Davidson. One more time.
Pete walks off stage.
All right, let's take a moment to check in with the Jonas Family Roast Observation Section, a very cushy, exclusive area reserved only for the Jonas Brothers' incredible spouses. Wait.
Dr. Phil sits with the wives.
Oh, okay.
Hey, KT.
Dr. Phil. What are you doing in the exclusive Jonas Brothers Executive Wife Lounge?
I'm a doctor. And as a doctor, it is my absolute obligation to insert myself into all family drama.
All right. I suppose you did take an oath.
It's an oath that I honor every day of my life, Keenan. And I've been watching this roast with my trained eye, and I think I can see the problem here. Mm-hmm. Roasts are just damn mean. We teach people how to treat us. And if you believe you deserve to get zinged, you're gonna get zinged.
Yeah, but Dr. Phil, this roast is all in good fun.
I'm not done, Keenan Thompson.
Oh, easy. All right.
Let me tell you about the Jonas Brothers. It's always easier to tell people what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. Let me tell you what they need to hear. They're not good enough for any of these wives. These boys have married so far over their head, it's just unbelievable.
I don't think you're the one to give advice on family dynamics. I mean, your son is here. What's up, Jordan?
Jordan smirks.
Suck it, Dad.
I told you it's Dr. Phil. You know what? All of you boys are beyond my help. You are 100% fucked, and I'm out of here.
Well, gee whiz. Dr. Sorry. Phil, everybody.
Dr. Phil walks off stage.
Good job, Philip. Dr. Filthy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Danielle Jonas.
Yeah! Kevin's wife, Danielle, stands up. She holds cue cards.
We got a bit of a situation over here we're gonna explain really quick. Go ahead, Danielle. I've lost my voice, she says. That's sad. Oh, no.
Baby girl.
Next card.
It's okay. At least I had a voice to lose, unlike...
Next card.
Kevin. Yeah. Who sings backup vocals. Yeah, yes, he does. And without a voice, I won't be able to roast Kevin. Okay. Maybe you could do it for me. Me? Yep, of course. I'd be happy to. Okay, I'm going to step in and roast Kevin for Danielle here. These are her words. I met Kevin on vacation, and before that, the only thing I've done on vacation that ruined my life was getting vacation braids. I basically ignored him the whole time, which he loved because he said it reminded him of his mom. Oh, man. Bing. But I have loved our relationship these last 12 years.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We have two beautiful daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had them the old-fashioned way when he went on tour and I slept with the milkman, Danielle. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I'm not believing that. But Kevin is truly the best dad, and like most people, that's right. And like most people, our daughters don't even know that he's famous. Mm-hmm. Of course, I think Kevin is the cutest Jonas brother. He's got those beautiful eyes, the kindest smile, and a massive...
Danielle gestures.
Whoa, okay. I'm sorry. Danielle, I'm not gonna say that. But good for you, Kev. You know what I'm saying? You should be very proud.
Thank you.
And King Kevin, you should be very proud too. I hear you're packing, so I know we got that's where he's getting it from. What's up? To sum it all up, I love you, Kevin.
Love you both again.
Give it up for Danielle Jonas, ladies and gentlemen. Where is the love?
Kevin and Danielle kiss.
Someone walk her back to her seat.
Keenan holds Kevin back as Kevin tries to kiss him.
Good job. Now, somebody who knows Nick pretty well wanted to get some stuff off of his chest. Let's take a look.
Blake Shelton appears on screen.
Listen. I'm a close friend of Nick's on TV. I've known him for a long time, like two seasons of The Voice. And he's a close personal co-worker. I'd like to share the reasons I love Nick Jonas. One, he's non-threatening, Labels aren't out there telling their artists, like, don't drop music this week because Nick Jonas has a record coming out. Usually, it's the complete opposite. Hey, drop your music this week. There's no competition. You're the man. Two, he's always easy to find because he literally takes a selfie and posts it to Instagram every time he leaves the house. Three, he's a great actor. He acted as a competent vocal coach for 2 seasons on The Voice. And the final reason I love Nick Jonas, he surrounds himself with people much cooler than he is. Nick and all the Jonas Brothers, I love you. And thanks for letting me be a part of this from another studio. You guys actually couldn't pay me enough to be there anyway. Thanks again.
Nice. Blake Shelton. Wow.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people don't know this, but the Jonas Brothers have fans all over the world. Please put your hands together for a very special roaster from across the pond. He's one of the UK's biggest comedy stars. This is Jack Whitehall. Give it up.
Jack Whitehall stands on stage with a mic.
Yes. What an honor it is to be here. Now, I must warn you, I do come from a nation of toasters, not roasters. And I'm not for one moment going to stand up here in front of you tonight and besmirch the character of these fine young gentlemen. Woo! Look at them.
I doubt it.
Oh, you beautiful bastards. Where's your father? Where is he? That is a proud man over there. Kevin Senior. Oh, yes. Give that man's testicles a Grammy for their outstanding contribution to music.
Kevin Senior waves.
Yes. A round of applause for Kevin Senior's balls. Why not? Oh, those giblets should be hanging in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes, tonight, I feel, is the night for me to finally admit it to the world. No, I am not pre-rehab John Mulaney. I am Jack Whitehall, and I am a Jonaholic. Yeah? Oh, that felt good. Felt good to share. Yeah, I'm drunk on the Jonas juice. I'm a full-blown Jotard. Yeah, you guys are my guilty pleasure, like peeing in the shower or masturbating in an Uber. And of all of those hobbies, the one that I get the most grief for, liking your music. And the Uber one a bit, to be fair. But why? Why can't a man love the Joe Bros? Yeah, why? I get less judgment when my shuffle lands on R. Kelly. Why does rock and roll have to be hard? I like my rock soft and thumbed in gently by 3 guys that look like they should be working on the door of an Abercrombie and Fitch. Maybe 2 on the door, 1 in the storage room. Sorry, Nick, sorry.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Do you know how hard it was growing up for me in England, a young boy loving the Jonas Brothers? Picked on, sir. I was picked on every day at school by the Slytherin boys. Yeah. The pressure to listen to music that was cool or edgy, that wasn't mind-numbingly bland. Oh, you won't get any girls if you're listening to the Jonas Brothers, Jack. Well, maybe I don't want girls. Maybe I am Joe Bros before hoes. Yeah. You know what? Since we're all friends here and this is a safe space, I'm ready to share a little more. Guys, you are looking at a fellow purity pledger. Yes, lock this sugar up and throw away the key. Let's hear some noise for popping that cherry when you're goddamn ready. Woo! Oh, a lot of virgins in the house tonight. Nice. Yes, for much of my youth, like you guys, I was in a purity pledge situation. A pledge was taken that I would remain a virgin by every single girl at my school. And do you know how I was able to keep my man hymen intact for so long? Because of you guys. Seriously, the more I told people that I listened to your music, the less they wanted to have sex with me. I may as well have worn one of your albums around my neck like a leper's bell.
I'm dying.
But look, look, real talk, we have to talk about the hard times too. October 30th, 2013. Please stop laughing, this is a serious bit. The music industry's 9/11. The day of the breakup of my heart into 1,000 tiny pieces. And look, I'm not gonna stand up here and play the blame game. We could be here all night going, oh, Nick said this, Nick did that. No, it was a mutual decision to break up so that Nick could focus on his solo career. No one's to blame except Nick, whose fault it definitely was. Look at him.
Nick shrugs.
Sorry, it still hurts. The brother breaker. The Meghan Markle of pop. Now the band is back. Yes! Woo! Yes!
Welcome. Thank
you. You can't keep these guys down. They're like the COVID virus. And if this second wave has taught us anything, it's that as a society, we cannot eradicate the Jonas Brothers. We must just learn to live with them and pray they don't mutate. My point is, guys, joking aside, you have left an indelible mark on so many people, especially me. Seriously, in more ways than one. They all said to me that I was making a terrible, terrible mistake all those years ago when I walked into that tattoo parlor. But you know what I have to say to them, chaps? No regrets. Joe Bros before hoes.
Jack rips open his shirt, revealing the Jonas Brothers' heads tattooed on his chest with Jonas written underneath.
Jack.
The brothers stand and cheer.
Yeah. Jack Whitehall, ladies and gentlemen.
Jack walks off stage.
Anybody who follows Joe Jonas on TikTok, which I assume is most of the human population, knows that he recently crashed a themed One Direction versus Jonas Brothers spin class.
Yeah.
So this time, he decided to do it again and bring along Niall Horan.
Niall and Joe are pictured.
But this time, they went undercover.
Give a round of applause to a new instructor that I am going to be auditioning, Steve!
Let's do it, people. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you feeling? All right, here we go. My name is Steve. I am so excited to be here.
What's going on? Hi again, guys. I'm Toby. I'm from Australia, Sydney, Australia. How you guys going? You good? Yeah? Lovely.
Round one. Joe leads a Peloton class in disguise.
I heard the Jonas Brothers are not even real brothers.
I read that the Jonas Brothers are not even real brothers.
They talk to Joe through his earpiece.
Disney faked it.
Disney faked it.
My friend dated the one with the eyebrows. Super lazy lover.
My friend dated the one with the huge eyebrows.
The boys laugh backstage.
She said he's no good. Okay. One Direction is by far the best looking boy band there ever was, am I right?
Say they're a much bigger band and always will be.
Oh, much bigger band, more successful.
Have you guys ever heard of Niall Horan?
More like Niall Boren.
Yeah, Niall bloody Boren. You know him? What a letdown.
He was by far the most handsome in that group he was in.
He is by far and away. They all talk about this Harry guy. He's by far and away the best looking in that band by a mile. You agree? Yeah. Liars.
Round two, Niall leads the class.
Who here wants muscles like this?
Who here wants muscles like these bad boys, eh? Come on, yeah!
Say, who here wants a big biking booty like me? Don't be shy, let me hear you sing. We want a big biking bubble booty.
Joe leads.
All right. Who wants a big bubble booty like me? Let's make some noise. Bubble booty, bubble booty, bubble booty.
Good thing we're in a garage. I've got so much junk in my trunk.
Whew, good thing we're in a garage. I got so much junk in my trunk.
Round three, Niall leads the class.
Tell them that you just broke up with your girlfriend last night.
Yeah, I just broke up with my girlfriend last night. Feeling a bit sad.
Take a break if you're a Capricorn.
Take a break if you're a Capricorn. Don't move.
If you're a Scorpio, you have to go two times as hard.
Right. If you're a Scorpio, faster.
Say my girlfriend was a Scorpio and then start crying.
My girlfriend was a Scorpio.
The cyclists look around bewildered.
Do you guys like Toby?
You guys like Toby? We went out on the town last night.
Say, he's a real piece of shit.
He's a real piece of shit, isn't he?
Say, he doesn't know, but I've just started seeing his girlfriend, Brooke.
He actually doesn't know, but I just started seeing his girlfriend, Brooke. All right, guys, good luck.
Joe leaves.
Well done. So good. Very well done.
Oh, my God.
Excellent work.
Very good. So funny.
Thank you, everybody, for such an incredible class. And now, if we can have a round of applause for our special instructors. Yeah!
Niall and Joe run back in, still in disguise.
Yeah! Hey!
Thank you guys so much. You're incredible. Baby, let's party! Let's make some noise!
They unmask.
We got two other special guests.
Kevin and Nick enter as well.
Well done. Well done.
Well played.
Good job.
Great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Great job.
Now, out of the two guys, who do you think was better?
I think it's obvious. No, you're the winner.
Hey!
Back on stage, the brothers clap.
Big thanks to Niall Horan. Give it up for him one more time. Please welcome someone who has been waiting 5 years for this. This is Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner walks on stage wearing a blue jumper. She mimes punching toward Joe. Joe punches back.
Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm really only here because I was told that in America, big family gatherings where you say the meanest possible things to your family. So when Joe asked me to do this, I was like, sure thing, dipshit. Let's talk about the purity rings. For those of you who don't know, purity rings are worn to demonstrate that you're abstaining from sex before marriage. And the Jonas Brothers, they all had them. Like, I know this is a roast, and you all think I should be going after them, but I think we need to set the record straight here. No, the rings weren't a good idea. Yes, as a gesture, they're laughably toe-curlingly lame. But remember, this was about more than a gesture. This was about faith. This was about principle. This was about taking a stand and setting an example. Look, Joe Jonas wasn't just sticking his fingers in some dumb metal rings. He was sticking his fingers in co-stars, actresses, and even a supermodel or two. To be honest, Joe and the purity ring thing was kind of like a modern-day Cinderella. I mean, Joe tried to find a match for his purity rings a few times, but finally, the finger fit me.
Sophie gestures toward her crotch.
It was also like Cinderella because most of the girls he tried it with were under contract to Disney. I must love him because I moved to America to be with him. Okay, it hasn't been without its challenges, you know. The terminology for one has been a bit of a struggle. In America, you say zucchini. In England, we say courgette. In America, the bits on the side of the road are called sidewalks. In England, pavements. Interestingly, on this side of the Atlantic, the sequel to Camp Rock was called Camp Rock 2, whereas in England, it was called A Load of Shit. Yeah. I said when I started acting that I would never date an actor, and after I saw Camp Rock 2, I knew it was safe to date Joe. Getting to know these guys has been the thrill of a lifetime. I mean, Kevin is so wonderful, and Nick is Nick. Joe, I love you so much. What I love about you is that no matter how successful you guys got, you always stayed true to your New Jersey roots. And I know you guys are definitely from New Jersey because you're all sopranos. I mean, I'm kidding, you guys don't have any vocal range, sorry. I really wanted to come and do this because the Jonas Brothers are a great band, despite what every single person you talk to says. I love you guys. I'll see you backstage and at Christmas. And Joe, don't wait up. Pete Davidson slipped me his phone number, so.
Nice. Sophie Turner, everybody. Woo! The Queen of the North. Oh, that's beautiful.
Joe kisses Sophie.
Good job. Now, Joe, did you expect that?
Is Dr. Phil still here?
Good sports in your family. Now, we have learned that tonight, nobody gets under your skin quite like your own family. And it's time for brother to take on brother to take on brothers. That's right.
There we go.
Now, we've prepared this board with various categories about your life, and you'll each get a turn to come on up here, select a category, and go wild. Let's go oldest to youngest. Kevin, you're up first.
All right.
Let's go. Yeah.
Different Jeopardy categories appear on a screen.
What's up, everybody? I'm gonna start with solo careers. All right, Joe, I know you have a ritual before you go on stage. That is to get slapped in the face before you hit the stage. It really is, and that is such a coincidence because I need to get run over by a car every time I listen to your music. Seriously, I love all the music you've created with DNCE, from your biggest hits of Cake by the Ocean.
Kevin looks up and tries to think.
No, that's it.
You've also tried your hand at acting. How amazing was Joe in Zoolander 2? Yeah. Here he is, actually.
A picture of Joe pops up.
Oh, wait, no. That's just Joe dressed up as Zoolander for Halloween. We tried to find a still from the movie, but his part was so small. There was zero photographic evidence. But great job, Joe. We're super proud of you. Nick, don't look so terrified. I haven't seen you this down since I asked you to be on Married to Jonas. You know, Nick, you are a triple threat. You can sing, you can act, you can threaten to quit the band once again.
Nick pumps his fist.
I'm not scarred from that at all. Nick was so excited to be the host of SNL, as both the host and musical guest. Nick finally got to collaborate with his favorite person, Nick Jonas. But all roasting aside, I am so glad that I wasn't a solo act. It has been the greatest joy of my life being your big brother, to both of you. Tied, of course, with marrying this beautiful girl, Danielle. I love you. With the birth of my beautiful two girls and being on the list of, you know, people's sexiest men alive. That's right. Now you can applaud. I love you. Gentlemen, roasted.
Kevin Jonas, everybody. Good job, Kev. All right, next up, we have Joe Jonas taking the stage. Let's go, Joe.
That's right. Thank you. I will pick childhood for $200, please. Since you went first, Kevin, you're up first. Kevin, you've always been the first at everything. Kevin was the first child. He was the first to finish school. He was the first to get married. He also was the first to get kicked out of the band. Kevin, growing up, he soon found his own style. He wore a lot of scarves, even in the summertime. Not because it was cold, because there was a lack of hickeys for a 20-year-old rock star. And sometimes he would get lonely. Our first album we ever recorded, Kevin spent a suspicious amount of time in the bathroom, multiple times a day. We later found out that there was a stack of Playboy magazines in this bathroom. The only time Kevin had a solo act.
Boom!
Now, I was very lucky to have Kevin as an older brother. He taught me so much about life. Like, it's okay if you don't have one.
Hi, Nick. Nothing has changed with Nick since we were kids, even the size of his tiny wiener. Nick, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be a band. We would just be three brothers who loved each other and didn't constantly talk shit about your ego. Oh, this is so fun. I love it. I'm just so glad I don't live with them anymore. This makes this so much easier. Oh. Even as a kid, Nick has always been the most serious one in the family. He's almost as serious as his nipples are massive.
The meme photo of Nick's digitally altered huge nipples appears on screen.
It's fake. It's fake news. It's fake. I'll show you right now, they're not that big.
And we all know this is just a meme someone photoshopped. We don't know who it was. Or do we? Nick's always been an old soul in a young body. More adult than any of us, I gotta tell you that. Even now, Nick is 10 years younger than his wonderful wife, Priyanka, who's in the house. Oh, shit. You know, that reminds me, we gotta make this quick. It's a school night, and I promise Priyanka we'll get him home for curfew, so I'm terribly sorry. We're on that. Look, I really don't believe there's such a thing as the middle child syndrome. But I guess that's easy for me when Kevin's my older brother and my little brother's a little bitch.
Drop the mic, man. Yeah.
Joe drops the mic.
Joe Jonas, ladies and gentlemen. That was fire. And last but definitely not least.
Keenan!
Great job.
I have had enough.
Nick Jonas, folks.
Joe, I will show the class my nipples to prove they are not that big.
Nick opens up his shirt to show his nipples.
Let's go. And I am only a little bitch on some days of the week. So thank you all so much for coming to witness the Jonas Brothers family breakup. You know, the last time we did this was way less funny. Pete Davidson wasn't here, I'll tell you that much. And Netflix didn't even pay us. I mean, we broke up for free. Who in their right minds would do that? No, but we're not breaking up yet, I promise. You see, we nailed it last time. After the band split, we're all able to grow and follow our own passions, branch out creatively, artistically. For instance, Joe started his band DNCE, which was amazing. And Kevin.
Nick looks away, smiling.
Kevin was very busy starting his beautiful family with Danielle, his wife. They have two daughters, Alina and Valentina.
Yeah.
But the sad thing is, and most of you don't know this, is that when Kevin was starting his family, he had to put his side business on the back burner for a while. And what was his side business, you might ask? So in the early years of the Jonas Brothers, when we were wearing those purity rings, Kevin started a very scandalous side business to make a little cash on the side. No, it wasn't music or acting. It was a male escort service.
What?
Don't worry. He remained pure. He just did mouth stuff.
I can't.
Sorry, Dad. No, come on. We all know Kevin wasn't a male escort. He was the virgin. We all had our title. I was the shy one. Joe was the cute one. And Kevin was the virgin. But it's cool, Kev. You milked that for all it was worth. You played it well, sir. But you know, it was around this time that you really started coming into your own. Hand.
Nick looks at his open palm.
Joe, on the other hand, was a male escort. Only nobody was paying him. He did it for free. Sorry, Joe, I'm not slut shaming you. I promised you I wouldn't. You dirty man whore, you.
But I'm so glad you found love, of course. Kevin, for years, you were able to carve out your own space as the married guy. But now, we've taken that away from you, too. No, it's okay. Maybe your thing could be reality TV. You had your show Married to Jonas with your wife, Danielle. And you were on one whole episode of Celebrity Apprentice. Until Donald Trump fired you. And that is actually the only thing Donald Trump and I have in common. I love you guys. Come on down here. We're not breaking up. Come on.
Nick Jonas, everybody. That was awesome, buddy. Glad that wasn't awkward. We just want to say thank you very much to Sophie Turner.
The brothers hug each other.
Danielle Jonas.
The brothers hug their wives.
Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Jonas Brothers family roast. Good night.
Executive producers Nick Jonas, Joe Jonas, Kevin Jonas. Credits roll as the brothers walk backstage.
Hey, merchandise! Get your merchandise right here! Jonas Brothers! Hey, gentlemen, could I please interest you in some fine Jonas Brothers merchandise?
I think we're all set.
Speaking of being all set, your life will not be complete without this Jonas Brothers six-piece hair set. Hmm? $80.
$80? It's just a hunk of plastic.
It is a collector's item. And it'll be worth a lot of money when you die. And speaking of life, oh, these Jonas Brothers slippers, they give me life. Oh, Nick, you know, I think they're just your size.
Okay, my feet are slightly bigger than that.
You know, shoe size is a myth, but it's okay. It's only
$50. $50?
Per slipper. It's a two-piece.
Look, man, thank you for finding all this old merch of ours and trying to resell it to us, but kind of hungry. You know, we're gonna get something to eat.
Hey, you hungry? I got you covered. Mira, Jonas Brothers lunchbox.
Wow, my daughter would love this.
Yeah, and for $15, I'll throw in the snacks.
Well, we'll think about it, but we do gotta go.
Okay. How about this? An official, one-of-a-kind Nick Jonas wallet.
I think that's just my wallet. I left it in the green room. Did you take my wallet?
Take, borrow. You're getting it back for $200.
Dude, are you kidding me?
You know what? Never mind. Just take it. Just take it, because I like you. Even though the last song, Okay, how about this? An official Joe Jonas doll.
Wait, hold up. Where's the Nick and Kevin Camp Rock singing dolls? Yeah. People really enjoy playing with the Kevin doll. Keep telling yourself that, Kevin.
Gabriel Iglesias looks down.
Oh, look, one more thing. I'm a sucker for you. mine sounds better. It is more where that came from.
Thank you.
Okay.
See ya. I'm actually going to grab a couple things. I'll be back later.
Yeah. Gabriel waves bye to the boys. Copyright 2021 Netflix Worldwide Entertainment LLC. All rights reserved. Fullwell 73 Productions.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.